Even when we scheduled this, we thought this was sort of a trap game. What you call a trap game is you look at a five-game swing, and all of a sudden we were able to play pretty well out at Marymount and play a good West Virginia team and handled that and played real good at home against Arizona, who I think is an NCAA team. And we kept looking at this game. Well, we're all excited. Come on down here and show all our parents and friends and high school coaches how much we've improved. You can tell young people, but sometimes it goes in one ear and out the other. We were out-coached tonight. We were out-played at the post position, something fierce. And even though we forced 10 more turnovers, it didn't matter because we didn't convert the majority of them. And then they beat us on the press. But when you get that far down, we tried zone against them. They tore that up. They tore a half-court man up. And we just didn't put enough ball pressure on it, so they were able to make good entry passes into their post players. And I think Greg set Briskinoff, or however you say her name, on the bench, got her attention, and she came in and looked like she's going to play for the Slovakian national team or wherever she's from. She looked great. Neves is by far one of the best post players, and I was constantly going down my bench talking to all my post players down there. I said, this is how you play the game. This is how you rebound. This is how you go after a rebound. And it's not about being quick. It's not about jumping high. It's about knowing how to play the game. And we just got schooled on the fundamentals. They took our trapping away because they were playing a slip offense and we were not rotating over to take their post. And when Mo goes 2-for-9 and TK 4-for-16, you know it's going to be a long night.
Coach, who does Neves compare to in the club, if anybody?
Well, she's not Courtney Parrish. She might be Kevin McHale. She played well last year at our place, but she didn't play this good. And I think a lot of it was we were not able to leave Michaud in the game very long. She just made some aggressive fouls, and they were all fouls. And she just got finished being complimented. She played 20 minutes for the first time in her life against Arizona and didn't commit a foul in the first half and was very effective. But they were running more of a high-post offense where they weren't down in the hole like this team was. She just lost track of her man and fouled catching up, and she just got caught. But now Neves doesn't compare because Paris is the one in our league. Jackson is probably the second best post player. Mosby's probably the third from Baylor. And give Neves credit. She's a great Lauren Neves. Okay? So she could play in anybody's league. And smartest thing about her, she redshirted when she was a freshman, like most offensive linemen. Most of these kids coming out all think they got to play right away. But we had no choice with Michelle. We had to play her right away. But some of the others and kids' parents said, oh, my kid was this and this in high school. Well, sometimes that post player needs to learn how to develop, take the pressure off of them, learn the game. A good example, the kid at SMU is the same thing, Janelle Dodds. Same thing with Neves. And it benefited. You put good coaching with a good player, you're going to have a good post player.
What did you say to your team at halftime?
We talked about the effort and the energy that you got to bring on the road on every night. And I just thought we were a step slow in everything that we were doing. They took away some of our offensive sets, and I felt like we were playing hully-gully ball on offense. And we're a set team, and our motion was not working because they were just killing us in the middle there, was not giving us any space in our driving lanes. And then they were playing TK and Mo so tight, they've got to learn how to create space off the dribble, or they've got to be able to push off to get some more open looks. Now, give number four a whole lot of credit. Screw the 8 turnovers. She did one heck of a job in that ball game. And that's why she's on the Canadian national team. She's a very, very good player. And that bothered us just as much as those two post players.
being able to continue to get that dribble drive and then make that entry pass with against a freshman, which, you know, in high school they see those, they see that situation, but they're able to adapt. But because of the next level speed and quickness, and you mentioned about Latoya, she was playing behind, or at least was catching up. How do you go to your player and kind of talk to him at that point and says, look, you know, just stay in front. And keep the confidence in the kid.
We have to stay in front. What was hurting us when they went to their high-low game, we were giving them the high and they were lobbing over our freshman post Buchanan down there, who just wasn't aggressive enough. That's just good basketball. Normally, if we stop the high post, they can't lob over us. Okay, we weren't sitting on the high post, and we were a step slow all night. We had to play the small lineup with Gann and Rito in there too much, and you're just losing battle when you do that. But I had to think about offense and hope on defense. And when I had to put those two in there together, and if you have ball pressure, you can play small, but you can't play small against post players that know what they're doing. And these two knew what they were doing, and the coach knew what he was doing. Sorry we didn't, I told the team, I said, forget about all that top 10 stuff. We're not a top 10 team. We're a top 25 team. That it was great to be up there. I'd like to be one again this year, but it's going to take a lot of hard work and better coaching and better execution. So top 10, that doesn't bother us at all. We lost to a good, well-coached team tonight on the road. I watched Arkansas's men get beat by 20-something last night on the road at Missouri. And there's no way that Missouri's a better ball club. But they well coached, executed, stuck to their game plan. Baylor last night won by 2, and it took a turnover at the end for them to get to do it. Penn State went on the road, lost to San Francisco of Pennsylvania, wherever that is. Okay, you're going to have, the road does a lot of things to you. I was disappointed because we had a lot of Aggies in the stands tonight, and we really wanted to show them what we're all about, and we showed them what Rice was all about, and that's a good Rice team. That's why they're picked to win that league.
What do you tell your team when the game is over?
Well, I told them, hey, we've got to take tomorrow off because we've gone 6 days, and then we'll work out Sunday before the Cowboy game. And I always arrange my workouts that way. I love you Texans, but I grew up in Dallas.
Yes, sir.
I said, go to the men's game tomorrow afternoon. What's hurting this team is not effort, it's lack of knowledge of the game. And that's our job, is to teach it better, but lack of knowledge. And that's what you have to play this game. You can play hard, you can have effort, but you better know the little things about the game, and that's what we'll keep preaching. That top 10, that was fool's gold, but it sure was nice for the few days it was there. And we responded on Tuesday night and responded like a top 10 team and made a good team look bad. Tonight, they made a good team look bad. So that's what the road will do. So I'm going to go finish that Diet Coke and then probably turn that into something silver, and then we're going to go on.